court and has said you have to get to the SEC instead of going into the BEC program. That's just my opinion, Carl. For whatever it's worth.
Okay, but explain to me the logic a little more. Is it because of the code test?
It's when you go to the FCC, they're totally impartial. So they didn't care whether you pass or fail. When you take it from the VEC, that's not the case.
Well, I can tell you that I don't know. I'm sure I've been in, 40, 50, 60 VE sessions at this point. I don't know. I never kept track of how many. But we've had people retake tests all the time. Have we ever fudged an answer one way or another? Never once ever. Like I'm saying, I can't speak for other groups, but no, monkey shines like that just don't happen. At least in the group I'm a part of. There are too many witnesses and too many people who would cry foul. We're a good self-policing group. So, I don't know. I have a lot of faith in the ARRL-VEC, but then again, I am an ARRL-VE. So I guess I'm, maybe not the most reliable source for this information. I don't know. We don't fudge.
Okay, Carl. NTKZ and the very good. So they say these three people, individuals I knew, were older guys. They since passed away, natural causes, but they were all technicians for many, many years ever since they were licensed, and they were talking very freely on a screen on the air years ago about going to Yonkers to get their extras without taking a test. And it bothered me and still does.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they were kidding.
No, they weren't kidding. They came back, they had extras. And I don't know if they paid money. I have no idea. They just said Yonkers. I don't know where in Yonkers. I don't know. I have no idea. Anyway, I'll go on to more questions, subjects. You like CW? But I did a lot of CW. Right now, I'm not in the greatest shape. And, you know, I got to get my head in gear. I don't know if I told you, but I had emergency surgery on my spine a couple of years ago. I still haven't recovered 100%. I had MRSA. You know what MRSA is? They call it the superbug. It comes from society's overuse of antibiotics. So the bacteria is started to it's mutated. There's another one called now C. diff that's also come out, and it can hit anywhere in the body. I had it in a terrible place. It was on my spine. I was in a lot of pain. I went to North Shore University Hospital. I saw a doctor there who was the chief of neurosurgery. He got me in the next day.
Okay, kind of lost you there. Let me run out and get a newspaper. I'll be right back. N2EO, N2KZ.
Okay, guys, I should have said I was turning it over to you. I'll stand by. Go get your paper.
N2EO. Okay then, N2EO from N2KZ. yet. I don't envy what you've been through. It sounds like quite an ordeal. I've been through ugly illnesses myself, but certainly nothing like that. Not fun, not fun. So what's the deal? Are you retired at this point, or are you on disability? How does that work?
Well, I'm 63. I'm on disability for a number of years. I look to have some other problems. You may or may not be familiar with what is it with there. Is it Tourette syndrome and some associated problems? I did work for quite a while, so I'm not SSI, but I get disability, and not a lot of money. But I'm doing okay, reasonably okay, and what can I say? With the back thing, I have terrible pain, and finally, I went to North Shore University Hospital, one of the finest hospitals in this area, and like I say, they did an MRI. I don't know how this doctor figured it out. He said, we haven't got much time, over the exact words, and he got me into surgery the next day. The guy was great. He's a Middle Eastern doctor. I think he may have been Jordanian, because when King Hussein was alive, unlike the other countries there, he saw the value in making education available to the even though it was a monarchy. So the people in Jordan don't go for crap like PLO and that nonsense. So he was very good. His name was Dr. Mehta, M-E-D-D-A. And like I say, he saved my life. Okay.
Yeah, very good. Well, I've had a couple of doctors save my life, too. I had I went in for a stress test once, and was told, no stress test today. You have less than 10% heart function, so we need to help you today.
Hi. That's not good.
Let's just say that was a very, very interesting day.
I would suppose, Carl, I had a friend who passed away. He was, I guess in his 30s. He had heart trouble. A lot of it was genetic, but also he would go in and order pizza with extra double cheese at the time.
Yeah, I simply don't understand how people can do that. I really don't. I see young guys at work, and it's like, you know, as the joke goes, if it isn't beige or a golden color, they don't eat it. And it's like, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken with cheesy fries and a large Diet Coke. Oh, boy.
Okay. Okay, call NTPZ and to the why buy a Diet Coke with crap food because I'm diabetic? There is some logic to it. But I'll buy a hamburger with Burger King with either fries or onion rings occasionally. Not every day. But I'll buy it with a Diet Coke, because I'm diabetic, so why add insult to injury? But we also, did you ever hear, it's down the street from me, there's a place here called Long Island Drive-In. It's one of the best hamburger places you could find anywhere. Long Island Drive-In was featured in the movie, what movie was it? American Graffiti. Bad call.
that goes back. American Graffiti was like, what year was that out? 1975 maybe?
Something like that, Carl. But it's actually an un-American drive-in. It's called All-American Drive-Through. And it's famous, the best hamburger probably in the country. And in the movie, they feature it in California. But actually, an All-American Drive-Through was right here in my area, which is Massapequa.
Yeah, this is the kind of drive-in where they have the trays that mount on the side of the car and that sort of thing.
No, but I don't think so. I haven't been able to get up there. But I'm in a wheelchair and it's very hard to get around. So I have friends that will go up there for me and pick stuff up. I don't even know the roads here yet, but I've been here about 6-7 months. I come from Queens. I lived in Brightstone, Queens. And I moved out here 6 or 7 months ago. But I haven't been on the road because of my medical. So what can I say? It may have been a mistake to come out here because the taxes here will kill you. Go ahead, Carl.
Well, if you think that's bad, you should come up to Northern Westchester. Oh, boy, you like taxes. This is the place. Boy, oh, boy. Yeah, very good. Well, I know what that's like. I screwed up my back it was about 1986, I think. Something like that. And I could just barely get out of bed. I still had to do my own grocery shopping, so I was at home. I could just about get through grocery shopping, but not much more. And I remember friends coming over to visit, because at the time I couldn't work. It was just too painful. And, getting some Mexican or Chinese was like a huge thing. I bet you can relate to that.
Oh, absolutely, Carl. N2KZ and 2EO. Yeah. But I have friends that come by, they pick hamburgers up, whatever for me. Sometimes I order some stuff out. I wonder how old you are. I'm fine. I'm 63. I have a former ex-girlfriend who's about 10 years younger than me. She's still living at the other end of the house. So the fun to go with the details. Something really bad came up. But you know what? You want somebody, you have a little forgiveness. And I was really pissed at her for a long time, but I'm going to get in the wheelchair today. I'm going to go to the other end of the house and try and get together with her again. What can I tell you? Maybe I'm a glutton for punishment. That's all. And to Casey and to you.
Okay, well, you only have me by 3 years, so we're not that far apart. I think the youngest amateur radio operator is about 55, right?
Youngest? 55? I don't get that.
I don't mean it literally, but we're all elderly, you know. Our uniform is suspenders and a baseball hat, you know, that says our call sign or ham or something like that. Or, you know, ICOM. wouldn't, well, I'm sure you've been to Hamfest. You know what I'm talking about.
I sure do, Paul. I sure do. Well, getting my book back to the other thing that's been on my mind. I don't know if I can stay here with the trouble with the taxes. And I'm on Social Security. Yeah, you know, I don't, it's going to be rough. So I want to talk to my former girlfriend and see if she wants to get back together. She had lived for a long time in Florida. And she told me she would want to go back to Florida. She liked Long Island. Well, I bought this house here. But I don't know if I can hang on to it. So, you know, we have been down, I don't know if you know Florida at all, but we have been down a few years ago on the West Coast in Melbourne to pick up the four things, a Labrador Retriever that she had left down there when she came to New York. And we stayed with some friends of hers. I understand there's three radio clubs in the area, and she's got friends there, so I want to talk to her today and try and mend fences with her and then see if maybe she would be willing to go there, because taxes are cheap, houses are cheap, you want to buy oil because it doesn't get cold. When it is cold, a little snap, they use a heat pump. That's all.
Yeah, I've heard of Melbourne. Florida isn't a bad place to be in the winter. I'll tell you that, that's for sure. Okay, well listen, the time has come once again for me to go into work, but thanks again for keeping me company. Hope you feel okay today, and I hope your trip down the hall there works out. Sounds a little adventurous. We'll see how it goes. I got my fingers crossed for you. And maybe I'll catch you tomorrow. So, N2EO from N2KZ, 73s, did. And keep smiling.
Okay, call N2KZ, N2EO. I guess you pop, you're going into work. Yeah, you got a good signal from Connecticut, so. All right, take care, Carl. Diddly-da-dee-da. And to KZ and to the
And to ZEP and to PPN Mobile.
Hello, Rich.
Absolutely, but I'm not going to give you any more information.
that I already gave you.
I guess Gary's not on his way in yet. Maybe he's getting a late start this morning.
Thanks for calling. By the way, the local nutcase there was jamming the repeater. Can you hear it?
Alright. I'll speak to you later. Take care. And to PPN Mobile, QSY.
Okay, Rich, see you later. M2TPN and 2EO. Take available.
I don't know what to do. I really don't know what to do. Queens, you know, the problem is I boxed myself in. This place, it's very expensive tax-wise. Queens, Whitestone, I would never get the tax, the low taxes I had. That was based on a 1960 ride when my parents bought the house. Over that, but you may try and have. That's a crazy
thing. Okay. Well, I'm sure it will try, man. Okay, I gotta go. As you know, today's the early day, so I'm out the door. What a day. I'll try to talk to you from the car if, you know, this nonsense goes away. If not, I'll talk to you later. N2EO and 2MB, out of here.
Okay, Val, you probably may make it over that. Anyway, give me a call when you get in the car. And 2MB, and 3.
Using between 5 and 7 gallons a day. But if you add that up, 30, even at the minimum, 30 times 5, you know, you're using quite a lot throughout a month. That's why. I mean, you don't want a delivery every 2 weeks.
Well, it's killing me, the oil, and I got to pay the taxes. You know, my son Barry and 2MB, good guy. He said it's a pipe dream, but, you know, I'm thinking if I could get back together with the sister, maybe I'll... She originally wanted to come out here because she's a Long Island gal, as she put it. She's always lived around here, or West Babylon, but, you know, she lived for a while in Florida. I wanted to go to Florida with her. She was resistant to going there, but I'm going to talk to her today. If I can reconcile with her as the next step, I want to tell her, look, the taxes are very high, the order, she considered going to Florida.
I guess it is cheaper with the taxes and stuff like that.
Greg, we went there a few years ago. Remember I told you she had a dog? We went down there to pick up a Labrador. She had a crazy boyfriend she was with. He would get drunk and he'd beat her up. That's one thing. You never beat a woman. Never. She could do anything. You never hit a woman. But anyway, he didn't believe that. Probably he called her up and told her he was going to send Bailey, that was the dog's name, to the pound if she didn't pick her up. So we went down there on 95, picked up Bailey. We stayed with some friends of hers in Melbourne.
W2FCC Mobile, good morning.
In that area. You get a house there for $100,000, $150,000. The taxes are $300-$400 a year. The construction is different. They use, because of the bugs and the hurricanes, they use cement block for the construction, a terracotta roof with hold downs for hurricanes, and shutters. But, you know, that's the West Coast. And the East Coast is what usually gets hit. It goes to the East Coast and then goes up the coast. On the West Coast, they usually don't get hit unless it crosses Florida. And that is not that common. If it does, it weakens somewhat. Florida's not that wide, but it weakens as it goes across the coast. Melbourne is on the West Coast about halfway down. Free radio clubs in Melbourne, Greg.
W2FCT Mobile. Hey, Pete, how are you? I heard you come in before. Pete, you said houses down here are cheap. You know, you can get, my friend bought one around that area for $145, a really nice house, really nice, with a pool and it all fenced in, like the pool is in like a pool screen house, like, for $145. And his taxes are nothing. So you could live a lot cheaper. Pete, you take it away and send it over to Rich and to Leo. Okay, very good, Greg. Good morning, and nice to hear you. You had a good weekend, and the homes in Florida, big markets. Very big markets. And they should, I don't know, which sounds like you're talking about Patty moving down there. And I guess I'm in for the one round here, and then I'll be back in about 8 or 10 minutes. But over to you, Rich. Good morning, and hope you both had a good weekend. It's pretty good outside of Saturday, being rainy and everything. Rich?
Hey, Peter, I guess you're going to go get your egg salad. I know. We had stayed with some friends of hers, and that's exactly what they had. They had a screened-in porch and if you went on the porch, there was a, not an above ground, it was a built-in pool. Not so, so big, but, you know, a lot of the houses have that. And they don't, nobody buys oil to heat with. If it gets chilly, they use a heat pump. Go ahead, Greg.
Well, a heat pump is just a reverse air conditioner. But electric is cheaper down there, so it's okay. But that's what they do. They don't need a massive amount of heat, so they use a heat pump, is how that works out.
$309 and now they're selling for $100 and they were beautiful.
signal real good. And if I never lived in a apartment, I lived in an apartment until I was 10. In Australia, my recording was signed that great. It was horrible. Ever since then, I had a private house, which is what I want. I think you can figure a house in Florida for about $150,000. I hope that is going to happen.
That's true. That's true. You think, I wonder if Petey can make it yet. Pete, you got you able to make it in at all yet? Two more minutes, Greg, because I'm still at the bottom of the hill here in Oyster Bay. You were pretty good right there. All right, I'll try it. Usually it's pretty bad. But, all right, I'll make a quick one here. And, yeah, I guess Rich, you're thinking about, some other possibilities with his house here. And, I mean, Florida definitely is less expensive, and you wouldn't have the heating costs, and so maybe that's another direction to think about. I thought that you were originally looking at Florida, but then I guess you kind of decided to not go through with that, but you still could go in that direction if you think that's a possibility. Rich?
Patricia didn't want to go to Florida. She lived there for a while. She didn't want to go back. But you know, like I said, we broke up because of this other nonsense, which I'm not going to go into. I still have some really nasty feelings towards two people, one of which is Rob actually boasted of his dialogue numbers, and that's all I'm going to say. But you know, if you can't love somebody, you tend to give them. I think what she did was not right. I'm heartbroken. I'm not angry. It's just heartbroken. But I'm not even going to tell you what Greg knows what happened. But I want to talk to him today. See if I can reconcile differences, you know. And tell her she's living in the front of the house. I'm just saying I can't afford this place. So that's the story. I'm going to come out here because she knows it's been a long hour job. And maybe she can see it my way. It's funny why he said for you to pick it up. You get your legs solid, buddy, and turn it over to Greg.
All right. Yeah, I thought I was giving it over to you. Greg, you should take it. I'll be at work in a few. I could probably stay in like five or 10 more minutes, maybe. It is a good idea. It is a good idea. And Rich, I'll have to try to stop by one day on the way home. Who knows, maybe today. I'll see what happens at work. As long as I don't get too dirty. I'm embarrassed when I get dirty. I usually get filthy at work. And I mean, I'm filthy, like unpresentable. So, that's kind of embarrassing.
Oh, I don't worry about it. No problem. And I have a home healthcare aid here. Just explain it. I'm not a problem. So it's all right. It's 6:45. She will come in here at 7 and help me make breakfast.
30 purple zombies.
Oh, huh?
I'll just stop here. I started doing some paperwork early this morning before I start my fun and games. Hello, Peter. Hello, Craig. Hello, Richard. I'm going to listen a little bit and I'll throw in some dirty comments once in a while. Go ahead, Richard.
Okay, I don't want to have to repeat myself. How long have you been listening now?
About 2 minutes. I walked down here and I had a bunch of papers on my table and I've been listening about 2 minutes.
Okay, well, we'll say good morning now. Now, I'll just tell you this. You know, I'm heartbroken with stuff, but, yeah, I've been thinking for a while. I still love Patricia. What can I tell her? Must be crazy. And the home health care they picked up on it last night. And she said, you're so in love with Daddy. I said, yeah, I just figured it out. Anyway, I'm going to get in the wheelchair, go to the front room and see if I can reconcile with him tonight. But you know, look, I'm heartbroken, but I'm not. I'm heartbroken. Judge Howe, I'm turning it over to you. Turn it over to Peter, we're turning it over to Judge.
Guys on the other side of the room. I didn't get the whole point being heartbroken. That's, I'm not even going there, Richard. And I don't even think you should bother going there on the air, or the vice, the K&B may get a little more upset. I would be cautious about your words, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I'm not saying anything about anybody. Don't worry. I'm not bringing up any call letters, any names. I don't want trouble. I'm going to Peter, pick it up and turn it over to Greg.
Okay, very good. Good morning, Hal, and everything, and yeah. Well, Rich, you got a lot on your mind, I know, and a lot of thinking and reviewing about directions to go in. So, but I would investigate all those Florida ideas that Greg was saying, because like a condo eliminates your having to hire a landscaper and all that. So I would kind of sit back and rethink everything and see what you might consider. Because if you're worried about the expenses of carrying the house and all that, moving into a condo, for example, would definitely cut everything 50% in half, probably on average. Over to you, Greg.
Well, on the same token, you do have like a yard, believe it or not, in a condo. You have a little balcony, a little area to walk around. But you know what the thing is, though? He's not going to be able to throw up a tower. He's not going to have an antenna on the roof. So those kind of things make it a little tough. If you're a ham operator, he's not going to give up his hobby. So I guess, you know, there are common charges, and they're up there. They could be $500 a month just for common charges, which isn't even taxes. That's only maintenance. So maybe in a way, if he just hired a landscaper and had a sprinkler system, you know, it may not be, you know, it may not be that bad of an idea. Houses are pretty cheap there. So he could work that out too. You know, like I said, get a landscaper. And Hal, I have a quick technical question. Are you near your phone?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm over here. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm in a slot. Go ahead.
All right, Rich, go ahead and pick it up. I think they're going to be on the phone for a little bit. Rich?
Okay, Rich, Peter. You're coming in a lot better. Yeah, I don't know why Greg and Hal have to get on the phone with Texas. All right, whatever. Yeah, Peter, that's exactly what Greg said. I don't want people telling me what I can do on my property and what I can't do. I don't want to live in an apartment or a condo. I'm thinking, doing a lot of thinking, because I really think I can't afford this place. So I would buy a house in Florida with about $150,000 in the area of Melbourne, and the taxes are $300-$400 a year. You can't go wrong with that, Peter.
Well, that's true. I forgot about the tower and all that. Yeah, so then you're probably better not even considering a condo or anything. And just get a house, and you don't have to get a big one either, you know, for just yourself. And, excuse me. And just get a nice little ranch, you know, one level, and you'll be all set. Like, for that price, that's all you'd be looking at. And then all the landscaper would have to do is mow the lawn and have a sprinkler system, and you're all set. So, I know my friend, he owns three homes in Florida, and he rents two of them out, actually three of them, but the one, he stays in a lot. And so,
That makes a big difference. Back to you, Rich.
Okay, Peter, FET. If it was N2EO, that was very good. All right. Well, I don't want to go alone. And I broke up with Patricia over something that I'm not going to go into it on the radio again. But I was very, very angry at her. But, you know, you love somebody, call forgiveness, whatever. I'm just very, very heartbroken about what happened. But I want to talk to her today. She's in the front room. And see if I can mend fences and tell her I can't afford this place. See, originally, by the way, we had been to Florida together. I think I told you the story. The construction is a lot different than New York. The houses are all built with... They don't use wood construction because of insects. They use cement blocks in which they paint with epoxy paint, silver wood, good. The rooms are terracotta slate with hall downs in the attic for hurricanes. And the windows have shutters. So, and there, where we would be on the West Coast if it comes to pass, they don't get a lot of hurricanes on the West Coast. East Coast, more likely. Yes, Peter.
Yeah, okay, very good. I mean, I would like the East Coast more than the West Coast, but again, with hurricanes and all that, it's another thing to consider. And, yeah, it's a lot of different things to think about. And, the small, well, I mean, I don't see that you have any, I don't know why you'd want anything to do with someone that, you know, did the things she did. And so I would be very leery of anything going forward with that. So if the costs are bothering you now, Rich, and you're concerned and you're looking at the reverse mortgage and all that, then I'd say you're better off just going down to Florida. As much as we'd love you to be around here, but it sounds like you're rethinking everything, especially financially. So you might want to carefully review that. N2EOW2SET Mobile.
Yeah, the problem is, even if I went back to Queens, I would never get to keep taxes. I was paying like $1,600 a year, but because the house was assessed on a 1960 value when my parents bought it. If I bought a house in Queens now, it'll be assessed on the current value, so I'm screwed again.
2H.
Basin.
NY2H.
Can I know how you doing, NY2H? And 3H.
Yeah, I went on 85, Chris. I'm turning on 375. I wonder if there's a link problem. I mean, I can hear you guys, but I've been trying to get in and nobody's hearing me. Might have a problem later on. I'm not really sure what's going on.
I don't know. Well, we were waiting for the beep. Maybe we should leave a little more quiet. You're coming in now. You're noisy. But I copy what you're saying, Luke.
Now because I QSY to 2585, and that's why I'm noisy. But if I go 2585, apparently I'm not being heard. I tried about 10 times.
I didn't hear a peep. I don't think Greg was peeping it either. I don't know. Maybe something went wrong with 375 again. I know Eric, KE3J, was out there the other day. He was working on it and he got it fixed. Maybe something's wrong again. I have no idea.
Yeah, maybe that one has peeps out here. So I'm going to go clear it so far away. NY2H Mobile.
Okay, well, you can stay in there if you want. You're chomping, but you're making it.
Yeah, but all this lag over some areas here, it'll be very intense. So, anyway,
Hey, good morning, Lou. How you doing? You sound pretty good. I mean, I know you'll be up and down until you get a little closer, but, yeah, well, I didn't hear you either, Lou, so there must be a problem with the link, which means I guess my conversation will be cut short, and after a while here. That's too bad, because the link's been pretty solid for the new year here. I don't know why there's still issues with it and what's going on. But, because I thought that was all solved last year. And, so, yeah, okay, Rich. Well, it's, again, I would, really carefully, you know, rethink, everything, really. And, because the, it's a, you want to make sure that you're not worrying about, you know, finances too much. You know, you want to be able to sit back and relax and know you have enough money coming in and that you're going to be all right, you know, with everything. So that's a lot to think about. W2SE T-Mobile. Let's see, Rich, over to you, and then you can turn over to Lou and see how he's doing. I guess Greg reached his location, and Rich?
Yeah, I woke up and forgot to think everything over. I jumped until I came here. I was alright. And you talked about Patrino. He screwed up real bad on something, but how can I tell you? On the other hand, she did something real good. When I had my surgery on the spine, I was in a bad way, Peter. She took care of me for 2 years. She waited on me hand and foot like a wife. So, you know, it's a good thing. Thank you. Let me turn it over to the Lou, MY2HM2E.
Okay, well, thank you to whomever did the reset. Let me make sure the reset cycle is finished. I'm going to drop it a second.
But still, you know, look at what happened. So you gotta look at the whole picture there.